Volame všechny Čechy.
Všichni do Českého rozhlasu jsou cíleni ze čeští lidé. Přijďte co nejdříve.
Přijďte nám i hned na pomoc. Voláme všechny Čechy.
What you heard there was a famous appeal for help, which was broadcast from the Czech radio or Český rozhlas building on May 5, 1945, which sparked the Prague uprising against the continued Nazi occupation. The 64th anniversary of the event was marked at the radio building this Tuesday at the precise time of the now famous broadcast. And Chris Johnstone has the story.
The Prague uprising sparked a Czech fight back against Nazism after nearly 7 years of occupation. It came with Adolf Hitler already dead, Berlin occupied by the Red Army, and Germany's defeat already sealed. But a strong German army was still camped in and around Prague, and there were fears it could be laid waste in a final vengeful act of violence. Red Army forces were still in the northeast, and the US Army was unwilling to move much further east after liberating Pilsen in order to respect the demarcation line already drawn between the Western Allies and the Russians. Following the appeal, the radio building itself soon became a focus for fighting, which soon spread throughout the city with barricades erected on the streets. Those who answered the call often found themselves outgunned and outnumbered by the German garrison and units trying to retake the city. The calls for help took an increasingly desperate tone.
Americans and English, help us. We need guns. There are too many Germans. Send us airplanes and tanks. The Americans before Pilsen, send us airplanes too. The Germans are coming from south, north, west and east. Help us, help us.
One unlikely source of help came from the turncoat Russian army of General Andrei Vlasov, which fought for the Czech resistance at a crucial point in the rising. But 3 days into the rising, the resistance was forced to agree ceasefire terms. 1 day later, on May the 9th, the Red Army arrived in Prague as the last Germans were still moving out of the capital. The 4 days of fighting claimed the lives of several thousand on both sides. As Prague Mayor Pavel Bem explained at Tuesday's Wreath Lane commemoration, the Czech radio call had both an immediate and longer-lasting symbolic character.
Bylo ale 12:33.
It was at 12:33 that the first call for help went out over the airwaves. The Czech police were called to the radio building. These words roused the Czechs and started a tough fight for this institution, which became a symbol of the Czech struggle for freedom. Many of those who came to protect the radio building fell in an uneven fight against the Nazis. They would never know if their death had contributed to the victory.
Nikdy se nedozvěděli, jestli jejich smrt pomohla k vítězství.
Words by Prague Mayor Pavel Bem, ending that story by Chris.